because about the family and the expectations.
The family expectations were so much greater when I was a child. I remember you went every Sunday to one grandma and every Friday to another grandma, and you turned up there no matter what.
Did you dislike it, or did you like the food, or did you think about it?
I liked it because I always had a good time. I guess as I got older, the discipline of having to be where somebody else wanted me to be was very hard.
Did you go to Sunday school or day school? Any day school?
I went to Sunday school at Beth Shalom. I was confirmed from there. I did
How
not.
How old were you when you moved from Beachview?
11.
You were 11. And up there you were at the school in Beachview. And then you went to
directly to Beth Shalom. Now, I'll tell you something interesting. I did not go to Hebrew school. My father didn't believe in women learning Hebrew. To tell you he was real chauvinistic is an understatement in his most gentlemanly way.
What about the other girls, the older sisters? Today,
I'm the oldest.
Oh, you're the oldest one. And the other girls
were trained Jewishly exactly as I was. We went to Sunday school and we were confirmed. None of us went to Hebrew school.
You all went to Beth.
Went to Beth Shalom.
What were their names?
Marilyn.
And what is their name now? Marilyn.
Marilyn Laufey, L-A-U-F-E. She's married to Dr. Martin Laufey.
Where is she?
Philly right now, but they're moving to New Jersey.
And
other sister is Sandra Reef right now. That's going to be Morgan come. My sister Sandra's getting married again. We can. Thanksgiving, she's going to be married again.
Okay, where does she live?
Miami.
Now, what kind of, tell us a little bit about your relationship with them. Did you have any club? Did you fight? What did you do?
We are far enough apart in age that we never had any competition in our social life. We have been very close. The distance is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
How did they happen to leave the city today?
By marriage. Well, no, that's not true. My sister Marilyn left by marriage, but my sister Sandra left after she got a divorce from her first husband, and she had to find a new life. That Sandy and I did come into competition in the center.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She worked here.
She worked here, and what happened was she could never really rise in power positions at the center because I would eventually have to end up supervising her. And she could only take the positions that I wouldn't have to supervise her. And when she got to the point where that couldn't be anymore, she left the city. And it was a good time for her to
leave. Is she affiliated with the...
She went to Florida and worked for the Jewish Community Center and became head of one of their branches. And she retired 1 week before her second husband died. It was a very, very tragic thing.
So you both became administrators at the community
center.
Well,
Sandy was never an administrator here. She couldn't be because of
that.
Two
different
centers. Our Jewish affiliation... each one of us has accepted some Jewish commitment in the community. Marilyn never did it as a professional person, but always close to the community.
And now, did you go to school after all today?
CMU. I went to Carnegie Tech.
And how about your sisters?
Sondi went to Pitt, and Marilyn went to Penn State.
A lot of alumni.
How did your father feel about the education of the kids?
There was no question we were to be educated.
In spite of your being ladies.
In spite of our being ladies. And in fact, Milt and I were married at the end of my junior year at school. And it came time for the tuition for my senior year. And I went to my father with great trepidation, saying, "Daddy, I have to pay my tuition." And he said to me, "Well, how much do you need?" And I must have breathed this big sigh of relief, because he said to me, "What's wrong?" I said, "You're really going to pay it." He said, "What do you mean I'm really going to pay it?" I said, "I was going to send you to school. I didn't tell you what condition you had to be in."
Gentleman.
Oh, he was a true gentleman. He and my mother both taught us to walk 10 feet tall as people, as with pride, as Jews. They really did a good job on us, I think, in that area.
Okay. And what did you do right after you got out of college?
I taught band and orchestra at Braddock High School. I got my degree in music. You don't know that about me.
No, I didn't.
I got my degree in music education. And I taught band and orchestra. I put Braddock's first majorettes on the street. I trained them, because I was a majorette at Alderdice.
Were you teaching in Braddock? Did you say you were teaching in Braddock?
Mm-hmm.
You remember what?
At the high school.
I taught there for a
year.
About
what
year
had that
the high school. It would have been 48. 47, 48, because I quit when I became pregnant with Charity, and she was born early 49.
How did you meet Milt?
I met him July 4th, 1942, on Millie Rosenberg's porch. Now, how do you like that?
Who's Millie Rosenberg?
Millie Rosenberg Wexler. You know, Buddy Rosenberg?
Millie Rosenberg Wexporch.
Wexler is her name now.
Okay. And what was Milt doing?
He and his boyfriend, Milton Hammerman, came to that party, and I don't even think they knew anybody. At that point, Milt had just graduated from high school. I had just finished the 11th grade. And he and his friend Milton Hammerman.
Where did he go to high school?
Shanley. Dumb things you're going to remember now.
Mm-hmm.
Mitzi Hammerman and Milt flipped a coin after that night to see which one of them was going to call me, because they both wanted to call me. And people ask, "Well, did Milt lose?" And Milt won, and he got me. Mm-hmm. He's been my boyfriend ever since. We're going to have our 39th anniversary in July.
And that's what someone says, happiness is looking at a milk carton and seeing your husband's picture on it.
Oh, God.
Okay. Now, did you ever have any major health problems or anything like that?
I didn't.
No surgery.
Do
you remember
my bunions operated? Yeah. You certainly don't need that.
Do you remember any of your health care doctors or things, your family, medical care?
Oh, sure. Dr. Steinman, Dr. Eggerman.
What do you remember about him?
I remember them as kind and wonderful people. And I still see them both.
Where are they?
Dr. Steinman. Do you know Dr. David Steinman? Did you ever meet Arnie Steinman? That's his son. Arnie's a doctor in the South Hills. And Leonard Eggerman's a psychiatrist.
I don't think I remember that. And so there wasn't any special health problems in the family. That was no problem. Okay.
When did you evidence this interest in music or band? Did you have a particular talent? Did you have a?
I play the piano.
Piano.
My piano teacher was a lady by the name of Mrs. Hill.
This was at Alderdice.
It must have been when I first started to Alderdice. No, I took lessons at home, and then I went to Mrs. Hill's studio. But how I even got into the whole field of music was Mrs. Hill became very old and tired, and her daughter, Zita Dawes. Are you Pittsburghers?
No, Zita Dawes.
D-A-W-E-S. Zita Dawes was her daughter, and Zita was married to Norman Dawes, who was head of the history department at CMU, at Carnegie Tech. I have trained myself so to say CMU, I can't say Carnegie Tech anymore. And Zita, who gave up all of Mrs. Hill, was a musician, and she gave up all of her mother's pupils except me. Somehow or other, something happened with our two families, and it was because of them that I ended up going to the music school.
Interesting. And have you continued it or ever do it anymore?
I have the love. I only play the piano anymore when nobody's listening.
I see. All right, so you went from Braddock teaching to what?
To home to have Jody.
Nothing.
When Jody was... Now, I had already started my association with the center.
Yeah.
I lied about my age, and I was a counselor at Emma Kaufman Camp in 1942. That was the summer I met Milt.
It was Emma Farm.
See, it wasn't Emma Farm in 1942. It was Emma Kaufman.
Oh, was it really?
No.
And that's how ingrained the whole settlement is in this community. Because it hasn't really been the Ikes since 1940-41. And Emma Farm, it hasn't been since the 30s.
Well, that's what I thought at that time it was Emma Farm. I know it had changed.
But
I didn't know when it changed.
So ingrained in this community.
It's habit.
We still call Forbes and Murray the Ikes.
Yeah, that's right.
It was never the Ikes.
You were a camp counselor.
Yeah.
And that started it all. Just went snowballed from that. What was going on?
When you were a camp counselor, and then how did you become involved with the institution?
Well, what happened was I was a counselor every year, either for Emma Farm or Emma Kaufman Camp or for the Y Day Camp, Hillel Day Camp.
Your children were very young at this time.
I had no children at that point. This is before I got married.
Oh, before you were teaching.
This was going on simultaneously. And when I was in college, I began to operate the switchboard at the Y at night. That was a part-time job for me.
That was in Oakland.
In Oakland. I had to quit that job because Milt didn't like... Milt had gone to the Army, and he didn't like the boys walking me home. But didn't like that at all. Excuse me.
That's right.
But I'm trying to think. My first, so I had all these part-time jobs at the center or
Tell us about the camp then, when you first became a counselor.
My first time I was a counselor, Irma Teitelbaum was the head counselor.
Who was head of the whole?
Julia Teller and Anna Perlow were head of the whole camp.
Julia
Teller, Mrs. Sidney Teller,
and Perla. And who was head of the whole Ikes, the whole
Sidney Teller.
Okay, where was it then?
Harmony, and it was all girls. You know, they had families, girls, boys, all separate.
Ziggy Kahn wasn't involved with the ladies' program.
Ziggy Kahn wasn't involved with the ladies, girls. No. He only went with the boys.
So you had separate. Is that when people lined up, there wasn't enough space and everything like that to get in?
That came later.
I see.
That came later. Because at that particular point in time, that when I went, you went on a train and you started off up on the hill and you walked to the train to go to camp.
Was this when the Ikes were up on the hill yet?
Oh, yeah. When I started, they were
And where was the train? Bayside or?
No.
Downtown.
He must have walked to PNLE.
Okay.
That's another wonderful story that I tell. When we first moved to Squirrel Hill, I had gone to Emma Coffin Camp for a couple of years. When we first moved to Squirrel Hill, the first person I met on the street said to me, "Where do you go to camp?" And I said, "I go to Emma Farm," I must have said. This girl said to me, "Oh, are you poor?" And I said, "Gee, I don't know." Ran back in the house, threw open the screen door and yelled, "Mom, Mom!" My mother came running down the steps. She thought something was wrong. And she said to me, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" I said, "Are we poor?" And my mother is such a lady. And my mother said to me, "What in the hell are you talking about?" And she never used words like that. Mm-hmm. "Are we poor?" So I tell her this story. My mother pulled herself up to her full 5 feet and said to me, "We're not poor. I pay the whole $12 for you to go to that camp."
But she's one of the few that did it too.
But you know what? I wouldn't go back to camp once we moved to Squirrel Hill. That I remember this so. I went to Laurel Y after that.
Is that the whole thing?
What thing?
Is that all the time you used up?
Two different things.
The name of that went to Laura Y.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did that differ? Who was running that?
A man by the name of Horowitz was the head when I first went to camp. Now, not Artie Horowitz from Linwood. You can't confuse that. His name was Horowitz. Forget his first name. But that's when Mr. Passmanic was head of the Y.
Tell us a little about him.
Passy was a wonderful
start with
man.
Sidney Teller first.
Can you tell us anything about Sidney Teller?
Teller was before Herman Passmanic.
Julia Teller was a beautiful lady, and a real lady, and a sweet lady. Sidney Teller was a very nice guy, but I never got to know him very well until he was much older. And the older he got, the more of a nudge he got to be. And once Sidney retired, nobody ever wrote to him, because if you wrote him a letter, he wrote you another letter by return mail. So nobody ever wanted to write to him because you were writing like every other day.
What do you remember about him as far as his administration or his policy at the Y?
At the Ikes. I don't really remember him as the administrator, because I was only involved at camp in the summertime. And I'm not really in the institution with him at all, so I can't.
What were you? You were just a counselor at that time.
I was just a counselor at that time.
And then the next one was Herman Passmanic.
Herman Passmanic. I did work with Passy.
Where did he come from? What was his training?
Good Lord, I should know all that. I just wrote articles on him. I can find that out
okay,
for you.
Next scene.
But Passy was the first executive director of the Y. Now, the Y and I were born the same year, that building, this building right here, 1926. And he was the executive director for 30 years.
Did he come from the Hill?
I don't think Passy was a Pittsburgher.
Chicago.
I think. That's...
Tell us about him.
He was, I think, a very bright and creative man who may have been much before his time. He was very well respected in the community. He was very culturally oriented. The music society that's still in operation was his baby. And you know, he just died a bit. He just died last year, 2 years ago. He was like 97 years old. He had all his marbles. His son, Stephen, is a rabbi. My first remembrance of Laurel Y, when Passy used to come up with his wife Dolores all the time, was dropping chewing gum in Stephen Passmanic's hair. He was a little kid. They had to cut his hair to get the chewing gum.
You did it.
Well, they had two places, didn't they? They had Emma Kaufman and Laura White.
When they merged. See, they merged in 1960. What merged?
Between Ike and
the Irie Kaufman settlement and the YMWHA. Merged in 1960.
They
had the two camps at that
the
point.
The Y had one camp in the... they had Laura Y.
But the Y, Laura Y was on the... CCC sites were all developed during the 30s. That
Harmony.
Was one of the sites of Laurel
Y. No, that wasn't Harmony.
No.
Harmony was
this
the was
in,
Emma Kaufman.
Somerset.
Was that more expensive?
Yes. It probably cost $15 a week.
Yeah. It's all relative. It's all relative. So they both went together.
They finally, yes, it was, we had the East End Center the last, it must have been right after the merger. There were a couple of very unfortunate incidents at Laurel Y. And
what were they?
Oh, there was one, a counselor threw a knife at a kid. It was great. It was the most terrible thing. And it got to the point where the camp was, they were not putting any money into it, and they made a decision to keep one camp once they merged.
And which one was
they
that?
Kept Emma Kaufman Camp because the agency owned the ground. They didn't own the ground in Somerset.
What was your office at that time? The time of the merger?
The time of the merger, I was just starting the nursery school in East End.
You mean that new building in East End?
That's not right. At the time of the merger, I was... The nursery school was well established, and at the time of the merger, I may have even... Yes, I was in Squirrel Hill, too, already. At the time of the merger, I was the director of nursery schools.
Well, now, what offices did you go through? You were a switchboard operator during the war, and then...
I was a switchboard operator, a club leader, a camp counselor.
What club?
I can tell you somebody who was in the club, and I can't think of what the name of it was.
But then during the summers, you were a counselor or a director or something of that nature.
I was the arts and crafts counselor at the Y Day camp. One summer I went to camp with Leon Rubenstein when he ran Hillel Day Camp. When Jody was born in 1949, I was back at work doing part-time tasks at the center when she was 2 months old. They had bought the building, the house at the corner of Forbes and Murray, and we lived in the General Forbes apartment right down the street. So my sister would come and watch Jody for a couple of hours, and I would work for a couple of hours.
And what would you do? What was your job there?
Part-time.
It
was just part-time. I answered the telephone. I did anything.
Claire. Mm-hmm.
And this was...
And
who
letter
was,
club.
Who was
once
there?
A week.
Her past manic was there at that time?
No, because it was the Ikes.
Leon Rubenstein.
It was Leon.
Yeah. Now, did you want to go back to the
this is what we're not getting clear. There was the, on the hill was Emma Kaufman. Irene Kaufman. It was the Ikes on the
Would
hill.
Would you like me to tell you that history?
Yes,
Would that
that's
help
important because we're getting
The Irene Kaufman settlement was formed at the end of the 1800s as an agency of assimilation. Because when there was a very large immigration of Eastern European Jews at that point. And the main idea was they didn't want to be entitled the Greener. They had to learn to use the money, learn to read and write. It was a bathhouse. They wanted to be Americans. And that's what their whole social life in the hill was around the settlement. The YMWHA was not formed until the teens of the next century. But it was formed by a group of more sophisticated, educated, largely German Jewish descent. That was when, for the first time, leisure time activity became a known product. It was because of those two separate backgrounds that it took so long for those two to merge. It took them until 1960 to merge. But the merger was so difficult that it took until 1969 to have one board. But when they merged in 1960, they could not even change the name. They called themselves the YMWHA and R.E. Kaufman Centers because nobody would give up their name. It took until January 1st of 1975 for them to be known as the Jewish Community Center.
Who were the people that were pushing the consolidation, and who were the antis?
The Y Board of Governors were the antis.
The Y Board of Governors was
and
who?
The Board of Governors were
Rogel and Wolf.
They did not want the merger. They eventually had to go with it, but they were not in favor of it. And it was all a matter of the settlement had community chest money, and the Y, if they ran into a deficit, a few of them put their hands in their pockets and paid the deficit.
Who was the Ikes board?
The Ikes board.
Henry
at the
Kaufman.
Time of the merger. Well, Henry Kaufman was. They were the founding fathers.
Oh, don't trip! Don't trip!
Yeah.